Oasis Audio presents The Power of the Prophetic Blessing by John Hagee, read for you by Bob Sauer. Section 1. Defining the Prophetic and Priestly Blessings. Chapter 1. The Power of the Prophetic Blessing. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. Genesis 27:29. Mankind has forever been searching for the mystery ingredient that will guarantee the good life. Ponce de Leon searched for the proverbial fountain of youth. He didn't find it. Crusaders in the Middle Ages killed and conquered multiplied thousands in the mindless pursuit of the golden chalice that would guarantee eternal life. They never found it. Citizens of the 21st century are spending time and treasure crisscrossing the planet in luxurious jets, opulent ocean liners, and every motorized vehicle known to man, trying to find a mystical Shangri-La that will bring them to the good life. It has not been discovered. That supernatural something is not a mystical place. It's not a rare artifact you hold in your hand. It's not a magical substance you drink. It's not an enchanted kiss that transforms the ugly frog into Prince Charming. The only supernatural ingredient that produces the good life became a reality thousands of years before Jesus of Nazareth was born in Bethlehem's manger. It was before Solomon dedicated the second temple and the glory of God enveloped that house of worship until none could stand. It was a reality before David killed Goliath and became the king of Israel, birthing the golden age for the chosen people. That supernatural something was introduced in the book of Genesis by God Almighty, as he spoke and released the power of the prophetic blessing over the lives of Adam and Eve.